Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, and welcome to Adoption Focus. This is Jennifer Jaworski, and I am a social worker with Adoption Associates of Michigan. This is Adoption Associates' premier talk radio blog show. Adoption Associates was founded in 1990, and we specialize in both domestic and international adoption. We provide pregnancy and adoption services throughout all of Michigan, with offices located in Jenison, Lansing, Farmington Hills, and Saginaw. Anywhere in Michigan, you can find a connection to Adoption Associates. Adoption Associates brings knowledge, support, and understanding in adoption. Adoption is not only our specialty, but it is our passion. One of Adoption Associates' commitments is to this weekly radio show to help educate and support adoptive families, birth families, and the adoption community. So we're very glad that you're listening in today and in support of our podcast. If you'd like to call in during the show with questions or comments, we would love to hear from you at 347-850-1100. And today, I am excited to introduce to the show Nikki Racine. Nikki, are you with us?
I am, Jennifer. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for being on Adoption Focus this morning. And we are talking about uniting hearts and creating families and the celebration that we have coming up. So will you tell us about this event?
Yes, I will. So I am the Director of Fund Development and Outreach for Adoption Associates. And this is sort of my baby. I kind of created this on the east side of the state. It's a spring gala, and it's entitled Uniting Hearts, Creating Families, Fundraising, Spring Fundraising Dinner and Gala. It is one of my favorite evenings of the night. So we come together to celebrate adoption, and it's at the Meadowbrook Country Club in Northville, Michigan. And it's sort of just an evening of camaraderie and celebration of all that our agency has done through Adoption Associates. And we have a silent auction. And we have some exciting things this year that we've kind of created.
That does sound super exciting, and I have attended in the past and hope to again this year as well. So, I hope that we can do this event justice in helping our listeners understand how exciting and how much this event does mean to us. I understand that there are some changes in store for everyone this year. What will be different, Nikki?
Year, we typically have an evening of celebration, which consisted of some hors d'oeuvres when you walk in, with a cash bar, and then everybody is seated for an evening of presentations. And normally the presentations were running between 2 and 2.5 hours, which it's been fabulous. But everybody has, you know, everybody has an agenda and scheduled things to do, especially on weekends. So we've kind of taken that into consideration, and we've made it this year into a shorter version of that. But this year you walk in, and we are really focusing on the silent auction. So far, we have almost 60 items available for the silent auction. And then
wow.
We have what's called, I know, I'm so excited. We can talk about that in a little bit. I'll go over some of the items that we have. And we're still getting them in and still receiving some donations. But we have what's called a progressive dining area this year. So we will have 4 different food stations that folks will sort of eat and graze and mingle while they're looking at the silent auction items. And there'll be places to sit, just like last year. You'll have assigned seating so you can feel comfortable, you know, in your environment as well. But we are only having a short program consisting of about 30 to 35 minutes. So we're still, you know, focusing on Adoption Associates and all of the wonderful things that they have done over the years and celebrate all of those things. But we are shortening it so that folks can, you know, sort of enjoy what we do, see what we do, and then have the rest of the evening to themselves.
Really nice. I like that idea a lot. That sounds like it'll go, you know, not that it didn't go well before, it did, but really smooth and natural, and it will give opportunity for folks to kind of mingle and meet one another as well. I know that you're excited about this year's guest speaker and MC, so let's talk about that.
Yes, so our MC is actually Mr. Jerry Hodak, and he just happened to be one of our guest speakers a few years back. He is a phenomenal, just an amazing man. He actually is adopted himself, and he has his own adoption journey that he likes to share. But he's also a grandfather by adoption, and he is well known on the east side of the state because he used to be the meteorologist for WXYZ-TV. And so he's now retired, and he enjoys spending time with his family and his precious wife, Peggy. And he's just been a huge adoption advocate for Adoption Associates, and his gentle nature is just going to lead the evening wonderfully. And then Ron Fournier, he's actually our guest speaker. He is also an amazing individual. He's a grandfather by adoption, but he also worked underneath many of our United States presidents. And he will share some of those things with us. He served as the editor-in-chief for the National Journal for 2 years. He was the senior political columnist for the National Journal and the Atlantic. And he's won many journalism awards. So he's a pretty amazing man. And he's written a book that I actually just finished reading. And it's called Love That Boy, What Two Presidents, Eight Road Trips, and My Son Taught Me About Parents' Expectations. And that became New York Times bestseller. So, yeah, both of our gentlemen in the evening are just going to make the program sort of shine, even though it's only going to be about 30 to 35 minutes.
Wow, yeah, they sound phenomenal. And we obviously haven't had Ron on the podcast, although I would love to. Jerry Hodak last year was on the podcast, so anyone who didn't catch that particular show, feel free to go on and look at our on-demand shows and check out the one with Jerry where he did share his story of adoption, and it was very moving. So that's awesome that he's going to participate again in our gala this year.
Yeah.
Will there be any special presentations?
Yes, so we are fortunate enough to also have support in the government. Senator Peters has been a huge advocate of adoption, not only this year, but in the past. And he actually contacted me through his staff, and he wanted to attend very badly and support our cause on behalf of Adoption Associates and our mission. But unfortunately, one of his children actually fortunately for him, one of his children is graduating that evening. But unfortunately for us, he will not be able to attend in person. But he is actually putting together a video presentation. It will be just, but he wants to show his support on behalf of the government, on behalf of himself and fellow senators, and then on behalf of Ron Fournier, as he and Senator Peters have worked closely together. So I'm excited to be a part of that as well.
That is wonderful.
Yes, and we actually also have some kids from the Northville High School in the area who will be performing, and I believe it's some string instruments, but they'll be playing some beautiful music throughout the evening. So that's, I guess, considered a special presentation as well.
Definitely. That sounds really nice. So let's dive in a little bit to talk about why we do all of this anyway. What is the purpose of the gala?
So the purpose of the gala is, number one, first and foremost, we want to build community development. So by doing that, we pull together a wide variety of folks who have been touched by adoption in some way. And we celebrate adoption that evening with all of these different areas. But the bottom line is this is a fundraiser as well. So we need to keep that, you know, in mind. And the majority of my job in putting this gala together is to not only get sponsors and to retrieve some amazing donations for our silent auction, but we kind of want to get our name out there and make folks see what an amazing organization and nonprofit group that Adoption Associates is. So we really focus on community development, fundraising, obviously, and then just celebrating adoption and bringing everybody together to kind of see what an amazing job Adoption Associates has done. I mean, since its creation, there have been over 5,200 children, united with their forever family. So how amazing is that?
It's very amazing. And a lot of people
and
touched.
And I'm one of those people that has been touched. My husband and I, we are so blessed to have two beautiful adopted children in our own family. So I have a passion for this mission simply because of my own my own heart, but also because of all the other families who have been touched. So this gala is sort of a fun evening to get dressed up, and celebrate adoption and raise some money to keep these adoptions going.
And we're so pleased when we see some of our families that, you know, have adopted children through the agency come and participate in this event as well. That's always kind of an extra special little blessing for us to be able to reconnect with them, and just super nice. And I know we do see that, you know, every year.
Exactly. That's sort of one of the things that really I love to look around in the evening when everybody is just sort of mingling and look at all of the people who have been touched. There are adoptive parents. There are adoptive grandparents. There's neighbors. There's friends. There's grandparents. I mean, there's everybody from every aspect of society in our lives that have been touched by adoption in some way, and it's a beautiful thing.
Did you say earlier, Nikki, maybe I missed it, but how many years are we now in having the gala?
No, actually, I haven't said that. Great question. So this will be our fifth year. And we normally have between 200 and 300 folks that in the evening. So we're really hoping for that upper number again this year. And this year we're with our new format, you know, I'd love to see how that goes, and we'll kind of weigh it from that point on and see if we'll continue them, you know, in this format or not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I hope so. You mentioned earlier the silent auction items. So maybe you could talk about that a little bit, and then the groups or organizations that have so graciously contributed those items.
Yes. So part of my job is, since the Spring Gala is over, you know, it's on April 28th this year on a Friday. And as soon as it's over, the next week I actually begin soliciting items here, because this is a lot of, you know, it takes a lot of work. But it takes a lot of folks to put this together and gather these items. And for that, we are so grateful. So at this point in time, like I said, we have about 60 items. And I'll just go through some of the things. We always get support from Walt Disney World. So I just think that's so amazing. We actually have 4 hopper passes for one day.
Nice.
We have some VIP wine tours up in Traverse City. We have always received some support from numerous sports agencies in the area. So from the Detroit Pistons, from the Detroit Lions, we actually have an autographed Detroit Lions football from Matthew Stafford. We have a Potter Park Zoo family membership, Detroit Tigers tickets, U of M football game, the Michigan Science Center. We have an autographed signed Sparty photo from MSU for the MSU fans. We also have a Magic Johnson signed autographed LA jersey, which is so amazing,
mm-hmm.
with a certificate of authentication, and that's framed in a beautiful frame. We have certificates for restaurants. We have a framed piece of a canvas from Ethiopia. We have an autographed hockey stick from goalie Matt Green from the LA Kings. He's a Grand Ledge, Michigan native, so he's always super supportive of our mission. So, you know, I could go on and on, but we have some amazing items, and we are just so grateful for those folks who are so gracious. Every time we ask, they deliver.
That is really, really nice and very exciting. Those are some really, really nice, unique items that you've gotten. So I am excited about that. Well, we are kind of approaching or getting close toward the end of our show today, and I didn't know if you had any other final thoughts or some topics maybe that we should be talking about that we haven't covered so far?
I think the only thing that I would like to say is we are still seeking sponsors for our event. Yeah, our sponsors we're looking for our sponsors to sort of underwrite our costs so that folks can enjoy our evening, and all of our profit that we make that evening can go right towards making these forever adoptions happen. So we're still looking for sponsors. We obviously are still looking for folks to attend. It's only $25 a ticket for the evening for each person. I would love for you to call and reserve a ticket or send an email, and I will provide the email address that you can go ahead and send an email to inquiring. It's aaigala@adoptionassociates.net. So if you'd like to send an email there, or you can just simply call, my number is 517-599-1910, and I can get you set up for some tickets. Or if you know of anybody who may have a donation for us at a silent auction or who would like to sponsor, please, please let me know. You know, we really want to have this evening more than just a celebration of adoption, but to raise money for all these beautiful babies to go to the Forever family. And then I would like to just touch quickly on one other thing, Jennifer, if that's okay.
Absolutely.
Okay, so one of the things that we also do is a 5K, and that's coming up in the summer. It will be our sixth annual 5K. It's called Touch by Adoption, Run, Walk. And, but, you know, we do many wonderful Portland, Michigan on August 26th. Normally it's on Labor Day weekend, and so we're trying a weekend earlier this year. A lot of folks, you know, always have plans the last weekend before school starts, and so we're trying to corral everybody the weekend before that. So we would love for you to join us. Hopefully Sparty will be there from MSU, and you can run, walk, crawl, skip, hop, whatever you need to do to cross that finish line. It's just an amazing day to celebrate adoption and look around and see the diversity of the families we have formed.
Right, and I know there's special events for the kids that day as well. So for those that are interested in attending, we definitely want children to be a part of this event.
Absolutely. We have a kids' fun run that's before the 5K, and that's a lot of fun. Every child gets a medal when they finish the finish line, and, you know, there's cheering and cotton candy usually, and I think this is about the only 5K you can actually gain weight attending, but it's sort of the fun of it that really counts. So.
right, absolutely. So, Adoption Associates has a lot going on. We do have another gala on the west side of the state that occurs in the fall as well. So we like for our listening audience and for the community at large to know that part of what's important to our agency is to remain connected to our families and to those individuals who have been touched by adoption. So your information today is great. Nikki, could you repeat the phone number that you would like people to call to either get more information, reserve a ticket, or become a sponsor?
Sure. You can call my this is my personal phone. You can go ahead and call my phone at 517-599-1910.
Thank you so much for being on today's show, Nikki.
Oh, you're so welcome, Jennifer. Thank you for having me.
And for those of you that are listening that are interested in learning more about Adoption Associates, you can call 1-800-677-2367 to learn about our agency and our programs. And again, Nikki has provided the number to contact for information regarding the upcoming gala. Do remember that Adoption Focus podcast is live on Tuesdays at 11. And other ways for you to reach our agency would be through Facebook. There's lots of great information there at Adoption Associates or on the web at adoptionassociates.net. I hope that all of you can tune in. We have a really special series coming up in the next 3 weeks. It's a three-part series, the story of an adult adoptee who, along with her mother, will talk about their trip to her birth country to meet birth family and the preparation that took place in advance of that trip. And then their thoughts and feelings while they were traveling and then when they came back home and how their life has been impacted. So we're real excited that we're going to have our first three-part series on such a special and touching topic. Hope that you all will continue to be in support of our Adoption Focus podcast. And for now, I hope everyone has a great day. We hope to continue to provide great information to our community. This is Jennifer on Adoption Focus. Have a great day, everyone. Bye-bye.